Yeehaw.
God sent his son. They called him Jesus. He came to love, heal, and forgive. He lived and died to buy my pardon. An empty grave is there to prove my Savior lives. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because I know he holds the future, and life is worth the living just because he lives. Because he lives. And then one day I'll cross that. Maybe facing life's final war with pain, and then as death gives way to victory, I'll see him face to face, my Savior who
saying, any way we can, we're trying to talk you into moving here if you do not live here already. This is a song that's trying to talk you into moving here if you don't live here already. Because you guys are all special to us, and it's nice to see faces with names, and it's nice to see everybody together. But it would be even better if we were all together all the time. So, this song is Home. And how many of you know the guy that won American Idol last year? There's two people. Three people. All right. This is his first release. It's Home, only the words are different to try and talk you into coming here. Okay? All right.
Hold on to Jesus as we roll, as we roll down this Christian road. And although the world is stringing us along, just know you're not alone. You ought to make Phoenix your home. When you settle here, it'll all be clear. Forget your comfort zone, it only fills you with fear. Well, moving just might drag you down. You'll forget it once you are in town. The sunshine means no copper tone. You ought to make Phoenix your home.
Thank you. That was Pastor Rory's thought, and I agree, and we all do, really seriously. Come on down! Now, this next portion of the show is mostly Nancy, and I'm singing backup, and our friend John Messenger, he's with us too, because when I get to go out and sing backup with them, sometimes I sing with just Nancy, and sometimes I sing with the both of them, but they're great, and I do really good backup. So here you go.
I've got a good little obstacle course here. But you're singing the next song.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot I was singing another song.
That's what the set list is.
Oh, yeah, I forgot to look at the set list. Okay.
Not that we ever follow the set list. Okay. You know, it's
she
just a place to start.
That I'm involved in.
Oh. I'm singing How Great Thou Art. Okay.
Let John get dressed.
An interesting way of putting things this morning. She started out facetious and said, "Are you being facetious?" She said, "Facetious or sarcastic? Take your pick."
It's 4:45 in the morning. Okay, sorry, but you got to do this because I care. I'm going to do it again.
Oh, Lord, my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. And when I think of God, his Son not sparing, sent him to die, I scarce can take it in that on the cross my burdens gladly buried, he spiritually died to take away my sin. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then Christ shall come with shouts of acclamation and bring me home. What joy shall fill my heart. Then I shall bow in humble adoration and there proclaim, my God, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art.
Well, I have to tell you, I haven't been this excited about a gig in a long time. And I'll try not to do the Three Stooges thing. although it is early. And
but I am. I'm excited to have this opportunity to bring a little bit different kind of music in here and share a little bit with you folks about who I am and stuff. But I was so glad to have June come with me the first time when I talked her into it one morning here in church and said, hey, I'm going down to see this friend of mine play down at the Arizona Folklore Preserve. And I think it was love at first sight. He's up there singing Leonard Cohen's Hallelujah, and she's out in the audience doing the harmonies, and he's like, where is she? I just want to kiss her. So it was good stuff. But I'll try to give you a little. How many farm and ranching people in here besides? Oh, there you go. Okay. And there is a little bit different vernacular sometimes. So if I lose you, please go, eh? What did she say? And my brother-in-law is sitting back there, and he already had an encounter this morning with someone. Said, is that your brother up there? He said, no, that's my sister. I said, well, yeah, you can't point a cowboy at a herd of Holsteins and say, get the black and white cow, because he's going to stand at what? Ain't going to work. Everything looks different from the back of a horse. It's a whole new life, different perspective. When you work from the back of a horse, it's even more different than when you're just out on a trail ride. There's song after song after song out there about, but when I ride, it's okay. The world can be going to hell, but if I'm a horseback, I ain't going with it. And we all have these times in our life, like right now in Barra, where we feel like we're standing on the top of a mountain and we don't know which way to fall off. Actually, we do know the way. And I think we have these choices to make every day. So this one's for you, Rory. Well, I've been walking in my sleep, counting troubles, steady counting sheep. Where the years went, I can't say. I just turned around and it's gone away. But it's gone away in yesterday, and I find myself on a mountainside where the rivers change direction across a great divide. And I've been sifting through the layers of dusty books and faded papers to tell a story I used to know. It's one that happened so long ago. But it's gone away in yesterday, and I find myself on a mountainside where the rivers change direction across the great divide. And I heard the owl calling, softly as the night was falling, with the question and I replied. But he's gone now across the borderline, and the finest hours I have seen is the one that comes between the edge of night and the break of day. It's when the darkness just rolls away. It's gone away in yesterday, and I find myself on a mountainside where the rivers change direction across a great divide. It's gone away in yesterday, and I find myself on a mountainside where the rivers change direction across a great divide. Thank you. Thank you.
You'll be my water boy today.
Actually, we had a request last night at the little show for, what was it?
Mule Skinner Blues.
Mule Skinner Blues. Don't ask.
No, we thoroughly mangled it last night. It was enough.
But it was a fun mangle.
Right at the end of the evening, one of the ladies that came said, "Can you do this song?"
The request was a thorough mangle.
We can hurt it pretty bad.
So June, I was teasing June earlier because I'm not used to singing this early in the morning, and so there's definitely some rough spots here. So June's going to pick up all my high notes. When God dips his love in my heart, when God dips his pen of love in my heart, and he writes my soul a message he wants me to know. His spirit so divine fills a sinful soul of mine. When God dips his love in my heart, well, I said I wouldn't tell it to a living soul, how he brought salvation and he made me whole. But I found I couldn't hide such love as Jesus did impart. Well, he made me laugh and he made me cry, set my sinful soul on fire. When God dips his love in my heart, sometimes though the way is dreary, dark, and cold, and some unburdened sorrow keeps me from the goal, I go to God in prayer. I can always find him there to whisper sweet peace to my soul. Well, I said I wouldn't tell it to a living soul, how he brought salvation and he made me whole. But I found I could hide such love as Jesus did impart.
He made me laugh and he made me cry, set my sinful soul on fire.
When God dips his love in my heart,
I lost you.
Walked up every step of Calvary's rugged way, and he gave his life completely to bring a better day. My life was steeped in sin, but in love he took me in. His blood washed away every stain. Well,
I said I wouldn't tell it to a living soul, how he brought salvation and he made me whole. But I found I couldn't hide such love as Jesus did impart. Well, he made me laugh and he made me cry, set my sinful soul on fire. When God dips his love in my heart, soul on fire when God dips his love in my heart.
Okay, now we're done. See it. Thank you. I met this bass player yesterday. Is he here today? Justin? They didn't make it in this. But see, in that part right there, if the bass player was here, you would have had this amazing walking up and see, you would have known the song wasn't over. But anyway. Well, you know, I've been out in Arizona since 1990. I fell in love with the desert many, many years ago. I used to work for the California State Park System in the desert. And then I worked in Texas in the desert. But when I drove through and getting from one place to another, and you know, you just kept looking back over my shoulder at Arizona. And finally, I came back out here, and this is it. This is home. All the place I've traveled. And someone even asked me that in our little lesson yesterday with Roy. What's your favorite place at Arizona? This is it. This is it. You know, you get up out in some of these places where you think there's absolutely nothing and there's just so much life and phenomenal beauty, and you just cannot not see the hand of God in this land out here, from the Mogollon Rim to the Grand Canyon to Texas Canyon to the wonderful grass country down in Sonoyta and all over. So whenever you hear something like this poem coming up that I wrote, this is where it's at. It took place here in Arizona. This one's called The Voice in the Desert. I was searching through the desert like there's something I must find. I know you're out there. I hear you calling all the time. A voice as sweet as fillery, dancing in the desert wind, drifting from each rocky slope, sandy wash and bend. I chose to ride a crooked trail of which you know the scope. Shameless acts, wasted time, shattered dreams and hopes. Yet still your voice is filled with peace, alluring ever there, singing to this broken heart a vow of love and care. Now I met you once when I was young, then just turned and rode away to live a life I thought was grand, and I promptly went astray. And my back trail, it still beckons me, and likely always will. But I think if I keep riding on, I'll find you round that next hill. As I dismount to watch the sunset, all the desert has gone still. Not a whisper of the wind, not a click, a peep, or trill. Then the sun explodes atop the mesa, and I dare not even breathe. The light sweeps across the desert floor and pools around my feet. Saguaros stand like soldiers of God with halos of light through their spines, swashbucklers of glory, steadfast, protecting, arms outstretched in mime. Each rock and leaf are set ablaze, and the silence pounds in my ears. My soul is drenched in the beauty and wonder that thrives in this world so severe. With the hilltops afire, the canyons in shadow, the day snaps off like a lamp. My blood still rushing and mind overrun, I mount and head back to camp. Yeah, I hear your voice. I feel you out there. But one thing remains a fact. I've ridden for years cutting for sign of those promises made way back. That gun-toting preacher, he told me himself, and preachers never lie. You'd always leave me. You'd never leave me. You'd always love me and be there to help me get by. I've had some bad rides, a scrape or two, and times with my back to the wall. And I survived, but I was always asking, just where were you through it all? And then reflecting on the wrecks I've been in, tragedies life has brought, decisions I made, trails I chose, the glory in life I sought. I'd laid down a pattern of endless mistakes that only compounded my plight. Poor, pitiful me, all the world's against me, and still maintaining I'm right. But you never left me. You never forsook me. You rode out front the whole time. And that's why I heard your whispering voice. But now it's ringing like a chime. You came down here and lived among us so we could see that you're for real. And now it's all about learning your lead and never about how I feel. All these years I've been fighting my own head, doing things my own way. It's a shame I was too dang stubborn to see how things should really play. Now it's tough to admit, but I just realized I never did ride for your brand. And in spite of it all, I'm alive and well, because you let me ride in the palm of your hand. Thank you. You're not going to do the bottleneck slide on this one, huh? You are?
I guess not. It's not prepared.
It's not prepared.
Okay.
A gentle breeze blows through the meadow and stirs white blossoms made of lace. A blushing sunrise peeks o'er the mountain and plants soft kisses on my face. A breath of spring, my heart is lighter. A breath of spring, the world is new. A breath of spring, the sun shines brighter. A breath of spring brings me to you. This is the place where my heart goes when days are long, cold and hard. It is where I always find you calling me with your sweet song. A breath of spring, my heart is lighter. A breath of spring, the world is new. A breath of spring, the sun shines brighter. A breath of spring brings me to you. And sparkle come tumbling down just like your grace. Refresh my soul and ease my burden when I rest in your embrace. A breath of spring, my heart is lighter. A breath of spring, the world is new. A breath of spring, the sun shines brighter. A breath of spring brings me to you. A breath of spring brings me to you. Thank you.
Now, we got
Jerry. And then you want to do 210 Deadwood Train?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Okay.
And we'll sing our way out of here. 210 Deadwood Train is not a gospel song. So, I tell you.
No, but it's sort of prayerful.
For Wild Bill, maybe.
Yeah.
It's a murder and mayhem song. Maybe we should have done that first and then redeemed ourselves by singing the other stuff.
If you do it last, you'll show everybody how well off they are this morning.
Yeah, okay. That's true.
You can tell I've been rationalizing things for a long time, can't you?
Well, I'm not really going to yodel. I'm going to pretend to yodel. This is Joni Harms. I did not write this one.
Yoo-dip, yoo-dee-doo, yoo-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee. Holy dee 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 dee. You do, you do, do, do. Taking care of the cattle with frost on my saddle. They're watered and well fed tonight. There's a new calf a bawling. A light snow is falling, and it's been a long, hard ride. Now I'm headed for home where I know. And warm, chores over, and I'm satisfied. Sit back, drop the reins, my horse knows the way after a long, hard ride. Yoo-dip, yoo-dee-doo, yoo-doodly-dee-dee-dee-dee. Oh, holy dee 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 dee. You do, you do, do, do. We out here tonight, the stars shine so bright. Lord, it's a beautiful land. It's no mystery, this is easy to see. It was painted by the Master's hand. And when he calls me home, I'll be safe and warm. Chores over, and I'm satisfied. Sit back, drop the reins. My Lord knows the way after a long, hard ride. Yoo-dip, yoo-dee-doo, yoo-doodly-dee-dee-dee-dee. Oh, holy dee 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 dee. You do, you do, do, do.
Now I know there's a bunch of closet yodelers out there. And this is your last chance on this song. It's a real easy one. And we're all believers, so we're all going out yodeling, right? Now's your chance to practice.
Ready?
Deep breath.
Yoo-dip, yoo-dee-doo, yoo-doodly-dee-dee-dee-dee. Holy-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee. Yoo-dee-doo-doo-doo.
Thank you. Yeah, there's always closet yodelers because, you know, yodeling is the one thing that you can do on stage and look stupid and get away with it. And you do it on purpose.
Speak for yourself, Mrs. Alden.
And there's some really good yodelers out there. There's some young people that, man, you go to these contests at the WMA and you sit back and listen to these young people, and they are world champions. World champion yodeler, and they just sound like birds. It's just an amazing thing. Okay, the 210 Deadwood Train. You ready?
Sort of.
Yoo-dip,
got it in the back of the head, dealing cards in the old number 10. Jack McCall shot him graveyard dead, and he run off with a grin. But they cut him and they hung him, and he's lying in the ground like Bill and Calamity Jane. And there's no more outlaws coming into town on the 210 Deadwood train. There's white man's gold in the old Black Hills, those soldiers have to go. 'Cause when we wrote those treaties down, there were things we didn't know. Those hostiles just don't understand our eminent domain. So bring 5,000 miners down on the 210 Deadwood train. There's a roar up the canyon, and what's that terrible sound? Sky's as black as death, and there's green lightning coming down. Mud and trees and boulders and God's own righteous rain swept away the tracks last night, put an end to the Deadwood train. Now who the good guys are depends on how this story is told. Right and wrong's divided by just one thin line of gold. And the truth lies buried deep beneath that South Dakota plain. And the ghosts you rumble through the night on the 210 Deadwood train. There's a roar up the canyon, and what's that terrible sound? Sky's as black as death, and there's green lightning coming down. Mud and trees and boulders and God's own righteous rain swept away the tracks last night, put an end to the Deadwood train. And this hoop has spun around, and Crazy Horse still rides the wind from mountaintops down south. Oh yeah, Wild Bill got it in the back of the head, dealing cards in the old number 10. Jack McCall shot him graveyard dead, and he run off with a grin. But they cut him and they hung him, and he's lying in the ground like Bill in Calamity Jane. And there's no more outlaws coming into town on the 210 Deadwood train. There's no more outlaws coming into town on the 210 Deadwood train. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm sure we left you off with a prayerful attitude. I think he's coming to get me. Oh, no.
We got a problem.
Am I off? Is this on? Yeah, so John and June and Nancy, thank you very much for the concert.
Thank you.
Thank you. This is for you, John. It's autographed, too. In retrospect, I think the concert was a really bad idea. Because now I'm going to say, good morning. Turning your Bibles to Ephesians 4:1. Is it early here? Is it just me?
You know,
you know, it's pretty funny. Nancy's been telling me for probably 6 to 8 months that she was a great singer and award-winning writer. And yeah, and I used to always, right. Well, I guess we found out, didn't we? So thanks again. That was excellent.
That was awesome.